Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
The Kesha, she's in rehab, and she tweeted out that she wants her fans to send her teeth because she wants to make teeth art. And the rehab is getting mad because they keep getting all these packages full of teeth.
Really?
People are sending this broad their fucking teeth. Napier?
So, let me ask you this.
Okay.
What is she in rehab for?
More than likely drugs or alcohol.
So
right?
You don't know what she's in rehab?
I don't know.
How long has she been in rehab?
If I don't know why she's in rehab, how would I know how long she's been in rehab?
When?
Obviously, I don't research anything, drum.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
Via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We do have one hell of a program for you this evening. So much to discuss.
It's a wonderful day today.
It was really nice out. Is that what you mean? Or
yeah,
is there
also,
something going on? It's like Margarita Day or something. Is that what you're going to say?
Well, that's excellent. No, also, the Rock tweeted the first photo of him and Zac Efron on day one set of the Baywatch movie.
Nice.
Very exciting.
That's the big news of the day, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
What else is going on?
Yeah, I ignored everything else because that made me so happy.
We're going to talk about Sports Illustrated, I guess. We're going to talk about Kanye West, I guess. I have a theory about handicapped parking, and we're going to be joined here in a little bit by Mike David from the Red Bar Radio, redbarradio.net, to check him out. He has a story for us. This is going to be a little story time.
Excellent.
And that's coming up here in a little bit. But I want to talk to you guys. It freaks me out. This thing going on with Mike David. And I'm going to talk to him about it, but the whole thing, it freaks me out. And I'm just going to say that, and then we'll hear the story here in a little bit. Travis, you sort of saw it a little bit.
I did, yes. I'm aware of it.
Are you freaked out?
Yeah, it's a very scary precedent, you know? I mean, you can't really say anything anymore in a public forum.
So, last week we had a guy named Sean Freeman, who does a couple of internet radio. It is podcast month, by the way. We're continuing that tradition. We have a podcaster on every week this month. And we'll go on other shows, too. Only in February, though. Don't ask us in March. We'll go on your show in February. That's podcast month. That's our big branching out month. And then we crawl back into our little holes.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of how it works. Sorry.
You want to socialize with us? You have the month of February to do it.
But the feedback that I got, and it's funny that it works this way, and I've never looked at it. We've been doing the show now for 6 years. But I record my conversations with people, and then I put them out on the internet for people to listen to, dissect, and provide feedback to me on how to successfully be like a person.
How's it working out?
So we had this Sean guy on last week, and he enjoys our show. He was very complimentary of us repeatedly. Chris Brake was the one who sent me a message. He said that he counted 16 unanswered compliments where this guy said something nice about the show, and I just quickly changed the subject.
Well, we don't know
I didn't acknowledge his compliments. I just went straight on to the next topic as though he hadn't said anything.
Isn't it because it just kind of goes without saying that you would enjoy this program?
I would be...
Well, not necessarily. I mean, the guy that we're having on today, I'm sure has no idea who we are. He's not going to come on and compliment us. We're going to have a conversation with him. So no, getting compliments from people that call in aren't expected, but I don't know how to handle it. I don't know how to, I mean, what do you say? Do you say, oh, thank you, and just turn it into a big, hey, this guy's going to say something nice about us, and everybody that is listening is just going to hear this guy say nice things about us and us thank him?
Yeah, well, and say, keep going.
Say something else nice about us, Sean.
Yeah, there must be more.
But it's weird to me. And so Chris provided feedback that I did not acknowledge Sean's compliments good enough. So now that's going to be up in my head. Now I'm going to be neurotic about that. Now I'm going to be thinking constantly, oh my God, am I not giving enough attention to people's compliments? Am I not giving enough attention to what people are saying nice about us?
It probably doesn't come up enough in casual conversation for you to even bother.
Would I even notice, Napier? Maybe lots of people are complimenting us, and I'm just not looking in the right places.
Yeah, that's another thing, too, that you need to add to your neuroses, is you worrying if you're responding to compliments good enough. You need one more thing to overthink.
So what's going on with you, man? Is there things? You seem kind of sad. Are you sad?
You know, a little bummy. But Baywatch started filming today.
Why is that a good thing? I don't understand.
I don't know. I like
Who
The
cares?
Rock.
Yeah, but you'll like whatever The Rock does. Why do you care if it's Baywatch?
I mean, I don't know. They took an existing TV property, one of the most beloved shows of all time, and now they're going to make a big screen motion picture, a blockbuster out of it. That's with The Rock.
There's no way this is not going to be bad.
That's what everybody said about 21 Jump Street 2, and that movie is fucking hilarious.
But would it have been? It still would have been hilarious if it wasn't 21 Jump Street. The 21 Jump Street name doesn't really mean anything to it, other than a few passing little inside jokes. I mean, it would have been a fine movie on its own had it been called anything, right?
Yeah, except that when they made a sequel, then they got to get more into it and started talking about 22 Jump Street, and it was across the street. You know what I mean? That's fun.
Think they're going to do the same thing with Baywatch?
Yeah, I would hope so. If it's half as funny as 21 Jump Street, I am all in.
Okay, so now I've given Travis his opportunity to say things. Now I want to rant about what I want to rant about.
What do you want to rant about?
Last year, Sports Illustrated put a plus-size woman on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
And oh, she I think wasn't, we talked about that.
She wasn't plus-sized, really.
Huge she was.
She was a little bit bigger than, say, the normal person who's on Sports Illustrated's cover.
Which is kind of tiny. Yeah.
So it was a huge story for weeks and weeks. All we were talking, oh my God, Sports Illustrated is breaking new ground. They're putting overweight gals on the cover.
Was she?
This is a new day, guys. We got fatties on the cover of Sports Illustrated. So what are they going to do this year, Napier? What are they going to do to top last year?
More bikini models?
A fatter chick than last year.
Yeah, I saw her. She's not really that big.
It's kind of like when the Victoria's Secret says they're putting out a plus size line, and it's just that the girl is not a size zero, is all.
No, the gal
None
is,
of them look bad.
She's
by
a
the
bigger
way.
Gal.
She looks good. I mean,
but she is a bigger gal.
She's a thicker milkshake.
Yeah, I mean, if you told me this was a plus size woman, I would believe you that this was a plus size woman. Last year, not so much. This year, that's a plus size woman. So what are they going to do next year?
Paraplegic.
They're going to put a guy that thinks she's a girl on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Nah, it'll probably just be a guy.
Just a straight guy in a swimsuit?
Probably. I mean...
Or are they going to go even fatter? Is that going to be the thing now? Each year we get a little bit fatter.
Well, then they're going to start calling it hacky because they keep doing the same things.
Is that where in 10 years they keep trying to one-up themselves and she's so big you can't even tell they're on a beach because she takes up the entire photo?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Did they body painted her probably? Or did they actually get a swimsuit that would fit her?
This lady isn't that big.
Isn't the idea of Sports Illustrated, so I know it's to sell magazines ultimately, but isn't the guys, hey, we're advertising the swimsuits that are coming out this coming year. I mean, that's what they say. They're doing it to, you know, sell softcore porn to us. But the guys is, this is the new swimsuits for the new season.
Does anybody bother with that, really?
But I guess to sell magazines, they also are painting gals
Well, they
so that you're seeing them naked without seeing them naked.
Are you sure they do that? Because that would be...
Yeah. The last couple of years, they've been painting up gals with fake swimsuits. They get out some acrylics, and then they draw little X's over their boobs so that you're seeing them, but you're not seeing them.
That's a little disingenuous.
Yeah. So I don't really know what they're doing.
It's just the titty magazine. They should do. It doesn't matter.
If they want to market a magazine like this, they should just make a monthly magazine that has half naked ladies in it.
You mean Maxim?
Yeah, Maxim is pretty tame nowadays.
Have a half naked ladies section of Sports Illustrated.
Why don't they just call it Maxim? Because that's what Maxim used to
Wait,
be.
Wait, you mean that's a thing that exists?
Maxim? Yeah.
Who still buys the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition? Like, who goes to the store and purchases one?
A million dudes.
They're like, all the pictures are online. I've seen all the pictures. I don't need to go buy the magazine, right?
Yeah, but they're in the stores. They're not in the stores for no reason. People are buying them. They wouldn't have them in grocery stores all over the country for you not to buy them.
The circulation of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is like double or triple what an actual issue of Sports Illustrated.
Do they just put the magazines on the shelf by the checkout so that you pick it up and kind of flip through it a little bit to forget that you're standing in line for a long time? Is that part?
It's an impulse buy. It's an impulse buy. It's like gum or, you know, those fucking charcoal briquette lighters.
Just like, oh, I don't have enough of these?
Like, oh, yeah, I need a lighter for the grill.
I don't necessarily know where this one is.
Yeah.
Guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
Hello.
Oh, hooray.
Drunk. Immediately, I start hearing all kinds of noise coming from you. Scratching on the goddamn thing. And it's just...
You breathing heavy at all?
No, I mean, he's doing okay. Drunk, okay. You smell very high.
Thank you.
Are you doing okay?
Good.
How was your week?
It's all right.
You weren't here last week, so we have 2 weeks to catch on. How's the dresser room?
It was awesome.
There's plenty of dressers in there?
Plenty of dressers.
Is there any news to report in the life of Drunk? Has there been any developments in your life that we need to get to?
I'm going to be a godfather.
What does that mean? That means one of your friends is having a baby?
My sister had a baby.
So you're uncle?
I'm uncle. Uncle Drunk for the third time now.
So you're not a godfather. You're an uncle.
Well, no.
What's the difference between a godfather and an uncle?
So my nephew's getting baptized. My sister asked me to be the godfather.
Also, more than likely, if she dies, Drunk gets saddled with the kid.
No, because they have another kid, and I'm not taking both of them. So
you split that family up?
Is that that's not a thing, is it?
Nah, it's just more of a ceremonial. Now I gotta buy this kid presents and shit, you know.
So, in a situation where they died, and you were the godfather of one of the kids, and uh-huh. somebody else was the godfather
well,
of another
my,
kid.
Well, my sister is the godmother of one of the other children.
So you guys would have to move in together, and it would have to be like
Well, not necessarily.
Like it takes a village. And the whole village would have to raise the children together.
The sister and brother on the other side, the husband, are godparents too, so...
Did you follow that at all? The sister, brother, and the husband on the other side.
It sounds like a form
draw
on
me,
the baptism
Get a piece
sheet.
Of paper, Drunk. Draw me a map.
Basically, what it breaks down to is I need to buy a pinky ring so it can be kissed when needed to be.
Because
you're going to make them a deal they can't
refuse?
Because
you're a godfather.
Yes.
So you're going to milk that for all it's worth.
Absolutely.
Do you have a Marlon Brando impression you'd like to share with us?
I'm sure it's stellar. Everybody, give Drunk a second to gather his thoughts.
Get into character. Find your beat. How do you get into the character?
I'll make him an offer I can't refuse. Is that right?
Okay, you gonna do the impression soon?
Wow.
How many more weeks do we have with Drunk before he disappears on us again for the summer?
Well, what's today?
Dun, dun, dun.
It's February.
So I got all of March, and then... I won't be here a week in April because I'll be in Denver. So 3 weeks in April, so 7 weeks.
You know, Drunk, I was thinking, what Kanye West needs, he needs a guy like you.
Yeah.
And I've been...
Somebody that tells him that all his ideas are stupid?
That's, yeah, exactly. You nailed it. Have you heard about what's going on with the Kanye West?
He's broke.
Well, yeah, he's broke.
quote.
He's broke. That's got to be impossible.
He says he's $53 million in debt. He put out a new album, but it's exclusively on this streaming service called Tidal, which is like a joint venture between him and Jay-Z and a bunch of pop stars. It's like, we don't make enough money from Spotify. We want to start our own thing. So please buy both of our things, is basically what that is. And he said, I'm only going to put it out on our new streaming. It's not going to be in stores. It's not going to be on iTunes. You can only buy it here.
That's a pretty big risk, right?
Well, it's a huge risk because, you know, that's not the way that music works anymore.
No.
I mean, like, apparently it's been shared on file sharing sites like 500,000 times already.
So because, real quick question, why didn't he just pull the Wu-Tang Clan, make one album, and sell it for like $50 million? He would have got himself out of debt immediately.
You know, that's not bad. Did somebody buy it for that?
Yeah, that fucking weird pharmacy guy, that Martin Shkreli or whatever the hell his name is.
There's a pharmacy guy that has $50 million laying around to buy Wu-Tang albums?
That's the guy that bought the AIDS drug and then like increased the price of each pill to like $1,000 or some shit.
You know, I'll tell you what. I've been disappointed with buying $10 albums many times. I can't imagine how disappointed I would be in a situation where I spent $50 million on a CD.
I would assume that you own the rights to it.
You can do whatever you want with it, yeah.
Sell it, market it, throw it in the garbage. Who gives a shit? It's yours.
Drunk, you're not familiar with the Red Bar Radio situation, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Freaks me out, Drunk.
Okay.
Freaks me out.
What's happening with the Red Bar Radio situation?
We'll be talking to him in just a few minutes.
Okay.
But what I was saying was, the guy needs somebody to tell him his ideas are stupid.
Right. Like that video game?
When you get to a certain point, I feel like, that you no longer have that guy to tell you, no, your ideas are stupid, or like, no, this is a bad idea, then that's when everything goes to shit. It just,
I feel like that's the guy that gets paid the least.
Or is fired first.
Yeah.
Right. But he's important. He's an important guy. And you may not realize he's important because he's kind of, you know, a shithead.
And also you probably make bad decisions without him.
But he's an important guy and we need him. We need him around always. That's all I'm saying. Guys.
Ding.
Let's go to break now. We're gonna regroup. We're gonna come back. We're gonna get Mike from Red Bar Radio on the line. We're gonna talk to him. I want to hear his story. I have other things that I'd like to talk to you about, if at all possible. And we'll be back. Is that okay? Can we do that, guys?
I think so.
I need to refill this glass of wine.
All right,
I need to unfill this glass of beer.
We'll be back in 5.
You're listening to Strange Label, the finest in internet radio.
StrangeLabel.com.
Master Bruce, it appears the Penguin is loose, raining terror on Gotham. Shall I prepare the Bat Twitter?
Yes, Alfred.
Very well, Master Bruce. I will alert Master Dick as well.
All right, let's see here. Let's go with a hashtag, of course. Shit. I stand with Gotham. Yeah, looks good. Send.
Holy empty gesture, Batman! We've done it! Your hashtag activism combined with my thoughts and prayers have thwarted the Penguin. What should we do now? Should we make some memes or something?
Well, Robin, I don't know what you intend to do, but I personally am headed down to the Batcave to suck my own dick.
Hey, Mikey, go to the bathroom.
While the WFOD guys are off making stinky, we'd like to take this opportunity to entice you with an exclusive offer. Are you currently experiencing dissatisfaction with your defecation because you're wasting your time reading Facebook updates about your cousin's latest breakup? Did OP fail to deliver again? Are you experiencing gastrointestinal discontent because these precious porcelain moments are wasting your phone's battery life? Have you recently consumed Americanized Mexican food delivered to you via drive-thru window? We at Rocktown Press feel your pains and have personally handcrafted a solution for your water closet woes that can be discreetly delivered to your front door. New in 2015, Rocktown Press unveils the Taco Bell Survival Pack.
Oh, Taco Bell, Taco Bell, product placement with Taco Bell.
For a mere $39.99 at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, you get not one, not two, but three pieces of quality bathroom reading material, enough matches to cover the stink of 1,000 shits, and an emergency roll of toilet paper.
Say, what kind of toilet paper you got back there?
Two-ply, my friend, and only the best. But don't jump off the John just yet. Our managers have approved a very special offer for Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks listeners. Enter the promo code WFOD at checkout and receive 20% off your order at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com. It's not only good on the Taco Bell Survival Pack, but everything's site-wide. So head on over to rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, use the promo code WFOD, save some money, and make your next bathroom break complete with tales of underage drinking, suicide, prescription drug abuse, summer camp, journalism, celebrities, and more suicide.
And Charlie, light a match!
Understand about complementary colors and what they say. Side by side, they both get right. Together, they both get gray. But he's been pretty much yellow, and I've been kind of blue. But all I can see is red, red.
Stand above
call
and
it.
Why men buy them. What's so impressive about a diamond except the mining?
This
dangerous work.
long time.
Yeah, long time friends. We go way back. Me and Mike. Hello, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Our guest tonight is Mike David, host of the Red Bar Radio program, heard both live and in podcast form at redbarradio.net. Mike.
Hey, what's up, you fucking niggers?
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You laugh.
He's setting the precedent.
That's perfect for him.
Letting us know what to expect right off the bat.
Mike, before we begin, tell your enemies not to try to destroy us too, because we're kind of friendly.
They can't even destroy me. So
yeah,
they destroy you.
Mike has a story to tell, and Mike, I woke up yesterday and I get on the social medias and I see what's going on with you and it scares me. Should I be scared or should I not be scared?
About what?
What's going on, man?
Well, I don't know. Are you a fucking pussy that's scared of girls?
I saw you saying I should rub some dirt on it.
What I'm saying is, if you got to ask about being scared, you're probably a bitch.
You're probably.
There's nothing to worry about. You know, this situation that you're talking about, if you don't mind, can I start telling the story?
I want to hear the whole story.
I'm super intrigued right
now. Here's the whole story. And I'm going to do it in a different way because I'm doing a lot of interviews this week. So I figure I'm going to do each interview a little bit differently.
So you're not going to start all of them off with the whole N-bomb? To start
no, I'm
up.
Just going
to
do something that nobody else has dared to do. I have a story to tell, but I'm going to get rather bored telling it the same
way. Oh, yeah, I would imagine. Yeah.
So, for instance, on your show tonight, I figured I was going to freestyle rap the story.
Ooh,
instead
excellent.
Of tell it. So here we go.
Is rhyming important, or is it more about the flow?
You'll see.
Okay,
here we go.
Okay.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three. So I was on Facebook just cruising along when I saw a black woman, her dreads were long. What the fuck is this shit? And then I said, I need to make a click. So I clicked and I opened up her page and I saw them talking about blacks and slaves. They were talking about how Kendrick Lamar was at the Grammys doing really good. A lot of white people were scared, so I said, fuck you, and it started all there. It said, fuck you, and it started all there. There's usually an instrumental to this, but...
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So this girl named Amy saw what I was saying. She didn't like all the games I was playing. She said, fuck you, and I said, fuck her. Called her a mongoloid, and then she went berserk. She reported me to Facebook then. I got banned for 30 days. I didn't know what was going on, so I launched an attack, and now I'm in the wrong. Boop, 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 boop. Something like that. So I went online and I
is he going to do the whole story?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. We'll just turn our microphones off if you want to do the whole thing. Okay.
Hey, if Kanye needs to get some money back, he got a partner right here.
I'm way too tired to do that. But I was going to do that on Gavin McInnes this morning while I was awake. But I am falling asleep while we're talking.
So you found a gal on the Facebook. You got into an argument about Kendrick Lamar.
Because she said,
he said
she
that white people are afraid of him.
Yeah, she said, look at these white motherfuckers scared of Kendrick. As if, but this is like what they're doing now. They're trying to...
By they, time, you mean the blacks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The angry black community is, the new thing is every time they can now, they turn everything into, look at this man, scared whites. You know, I don't know. It's like a combination of the cops, shooting the black kids and the Black Lives Matter thing and the Oscars thing and all the white guilt that goes into it and all the white people who encourage it and say, yes, white people are the worst.
Didn't you get into that with Don Cheadle on Twitter too, Mike, where he was saying that he shouldn't have to follow traffic laws?
Don Cheadle, me and Don Cheadle's argument, Travis, was basically they were encouraging black people to fight if they're pulled over by the police.
Yeah, but like automatically, not...
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Here's what I say. And listen, I'm not racist, but if I see a black person, I do one thing. Run! I run as fast as I can in the other direction because you never know what they're going to do.
Well, I mean, I kind of do that with everybody. I think I avoid human interaction at all costs generally. Okay, so you get in this argument with the lady and a comedian gal who was on Last Comic Standing.
So comedian is in quotes then.
You'd recognize her face, I think, if you watched that show, but it's not like somebody that you know.
No, nobody knows who she is, really. Her name is Amy Miller. Lovely young woman.
Oh, yeah, she's a catch.
She's gray. You know, I describe her. She's one of these people who you go, is this a white chick? Is this a black? No, she's gray. Her skin is gray.
Is that?
You can laugh at that. It was just a fucking joke. Jesus Christ. How
I was concerned. I thought that maybe it was like a thing. Like maybe she isn't getting enough iron.
So, how many shades of gray do you think she is?
She is a very light dove gray. An unhealthy light dove gray. The color of, you would go, was she pulled from a lake? No, that's just the color of her skin.
Okay, so you get in a disagreement with her where she's basically baiting you into complimenting her.
Yeah, she came into the Facebook group and she was going, you know, it definitely seemed like, she does this a lot. She goes into conversations where there's trolling happening or arguments, and she, with a smirk on her face, pokes at people, knowing that they're going to start calling her a mongoloid, ugly, fat, because she probably gets it every time she gets in a Facebook argument. And she seemed to know exactly what to do, and she was encouraging people, please say your worst. so that I could report you. She was bragging about it.
Huh.
And then she started bragging about, say your worst so I could report you to your bosses and your jobs and your families. And she did that. She did just that. She took what we said, what I said, and what some of the other people in the thread said, and she wrote emails to their families. She wrote an email to a screen printer that I work with.
I saw a guy got his mom told on him.
Yeah, she wrote to a guy's mom, and she reported it on Facebook. Anyway, it resulted in a 30-day Facebook ban for me, where I can't message, post, like, comment, nothing.
Huh.
So that kind of 30 days off Facebook is, I don't know if you guys use Facebook.
Yeah, you use it for everything. It's kind of just become like your way of communicating with.
Imagine, you know what the worst part of it is? Not being able to message. Imagine not being able to message on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's what I use, like, to contact everybody. And they don't know that I'm banned, so people are messaging me, like, constantly, and I can't respond to them.
Oh, so you can see it, but you can't respond?
Yeah, they come in, I can see everything that's happening, but I go to respond, and it says, you can't do this, and it's like...
That's kind of a dick move, to let you see what's going on.
Why can't I message people, Facebook? I mean, come on, fix the fucking system. At least, I can see it. You're going to block me from commenting. How about, let me message, maybe not message new people so I can't harass them, but I certainly should be able to message my friends.
You should be able to harass the people that you've already established a friendship with. Yeah,
exactly.
That seems fair. Just don't let them make new friends.
So you guys are a couple of gays?
For the most part, yeah. Just four guys.
Hold on, I gotta ask you this, because before I tuned in, my people were going, they're talking shit about you, they're saying Mike doesn't know what he's talking about.
I don't think we said that at all. I'm not gonna kiss your ass and say that we're totally on your side. See, you are kind of a nudge. I mean, like, you say negative shit about people. That's kind of your thing. I listened to
a
while of your show.
You poke
people. That's your thing. I listened to a show where you talked for 2.5 hours about donkey lips from Salute Your Shorts. And that he's fat and he's a shithead.
That's a problem?
That's your thing, though. And so if you kind of...
This is my cool hit thing that I do that everybody likes. What's the problem?
But you poke people and you poke people and you poke people and somebody kind of gave you your shit back a little bit.
They didn't give me my shit back. Hey,
eventually,
fuck you. No, they didn't give me my shit back. They tattled on me like a...
No, and it's awful, and I am on your side. I am. But I'm not.
Let's correct the language. They didn't give shit back to me. That's fair. If she wants to do the exact same thing I do, that's fair. To tattle unbeknownst to me and have Facebook jump in to banish me from their account is not giving me shit back. It's playing dirty.
It is. It's very dirty.
If I don't like Chick-fil-A, I don't go there. I don't fucking burn down the restaurant.
Right. But at the same time, Chick-fil-A isn't like playing videos of your show and saying, look at what a shithead this guy is.
Well, eventually you're going to run into somebody who writes a lot of angry letters to Entenmann's about the freshness of their donuts, and this gal looks like she's that person.
Hey, you're either going to agree with me 100% or I have no time for this child. That wasn't even a joke. But, I'm not here to debate this. I fucking hate Amy and what she did. I mean, I have to... be mad at what she did. I can't.
But
the story
isn't over though, because it went beyond Facebook.
Her actions are inexcusable. To attack somebody, she doesn't know you. She can make blatant comments about the way you look like you did to her, but who gives a shit?
She couldn't. What did she say? This guy is mildly attractive.
Look at this white guy with a beard who isn't overweight.
Look at this guy that I might recognize, might notice in a crowd, or might not.
He probably wants to just fuck me. That's what all this
There's
is about,
not anything particularly distinguishing about him. He looks like a normal guy.
Yeah. I mean, I work very hard to make sure my appearance isn't something that people could pick on all day. It's kind of part of a good idea.
Mike, we're getting off on a tangent here. Finish the story. What else did she do?
I refuse to finish the story. I'd rather you just ask me questions and I'll fill them in.
Okay. You also were banned from YouTube.
I was banned from YouTube. So the episode that I talked about her, and, you know, said, hey, go after her. Go nuts.
Same mean shit about her on the internet, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Right.
She flagged that episode, had them delete it, and for some reason, see, here's what I don't know. She says she has a friend at YouTube, okay, who did this for her, because a simple flag wouldn't get the video removed. So she had a friend at YouTube do it. But also what came along with that was the punishment of not being able to upload videos longer than 15 minutes in length permanently.
Which is kind of your whole thing.
Yeah, my show is 2 to 3 hours, and it's almost, you know, every other day. So now YouTube is unusable to me. It's a place where I've built, you know, or started to build a community. It's a place where my people depend on to go to get their shows. And let me tell you something about YouTube. There aren't other options. You know, everybody thinks there's so many other options. First of all, find me an option that's free where I could upload 3-hour shows in HD that'll work on everyone's device everywhere. Without an issue. Find me one. Do you have one in mind?
No. I mean, Ustream blows.
So you have Vimeo, which is $200 a year to do what you want to do on YouTube with it, and they still follow the same community guidelines, and you could still get thrown off just as easily. In fact, I wrote to Vimeo after we got banned from YouTube. I said, guys, this is the situation. Do I have a home at Vimeo? They said, we've reviewed your show, and we find it to be too mean-spirited for Vimeo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The so fuck does that matter?
That sounds like a good tagline.
Oh, yeah. No, this is real. You could check out that screenshot of the email on my Twitter account, at Red Bar Radio. But check this out. So here's the problem. There aren't places to host videos. Try hosting a video on your website yourself and getting thousands of people to download it. You'll go broke. It just costs too much in bandwidth. You're not going to be able to do it. And then when you upload a video to YouTube, it's making 6 different copies of it so that it'll work everywhere and people have quality options. To make those copies yourself would take hours and hours and hours and processing power and all that. And then you got to think of it this way. In 5 years, when all the technology changes, YouTube changes your videos for you. It makes it work on every device. If you're hosting your own videos and then everybody switches over to the next big way to watch videos, you got to fucking convert all your videos.
You're done. Dunzo.
You're done. So, huge mess. We kind of need YouTube. So, we're kind of fucked with that one right now, but we're hoping to get YouTube back.
Well, how does the policy work? You can't upload your mean-spirited videos that are 3 hours, but you can upload mean-spirited 15-minute chunks?
No. In fact, they will. If those get reported, they will get taken down. However, Amy had someone working on the inside, so this wasn't a fair deal. If she would have just went and reported this one video, they might have sent me a thing saying, blah, 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 you got to take it down. But I wouldn't have gotten my, stuff revoked.
They don't typically do that right away.
Yeah.
It seems like it all happened very fast. You're gone off iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
You're off everything, man.
So here's the other thing. So if I write to iTunes for a technical problem or a problem with my podcast, they don't respond to me ever.
For
some reason, if you're Amy Miller and you write to iTunes and say, this show is bothering me, you're gone within 2 hours. I don't know how they are so quick to jump on that, listen to my show, determine that after 10 years of podcasting with them, being one of the original 50 podcasts on that site, by the way, to just go, fuck him, he's gone.
Right.
Because of one person. It's, to me, too much. They should have tried to work that out.
And I mean, I'm sure that nobody from iTunes downloaded the show and listened to it. They took her word for it that
sure
there was something negative in there.
How could they have had time to download a 3-hour show, 2-hour show, and go through it and determine? I mean, how about this? Put the episode on hold. Email me. Say, this episode is in question. We ask that you remove it as it doesn't fit our guidelines. How about that? And
sure.
Then we're good.
Yeah, right.
It seems
Why
like the same
have
thing.
To be delete them off iTunes. I mean, come on, that's like a slap in the face.
So when I was asking you, should we be scared, I'm not necessarily saying, oh my God, is Amy Miller coming for me? I'm concerned that this sets like a precedent that if I hurt somebody's feelings, is all of my shit going to get destroyed? I mean, like, is the feelings police just going to remove everything from all
that's
of
the scary
all
thing?
That we've
it
built?
Will happen to others. Listen, I'm not going to be the only one. You know, is it going to happen to the big name guys? Probably not. I can't see these companies risking losing these big name guys because they bring in a lot of traffic, but it will keep happening, of course, unless they change their policies, but of course it's
going
to keep happening.
And they're not going to change their policies. It seems like they're going in the opposite direction because now Twitter has that board of people to protect its feelings, and it's totally one-sided, where it's the other side of Gamergate is like essentially running this thing. So anytime you make any hurtful comment, you can just be bounced off of Twitter like immediately.
It's really bizarre, and I don't know what drives these people. I come from a world where that wouldn't even be a thought that pops in my head to care about that kind of stuff. I mean, I just don't know what is motivating these people to give a shit. If I ran Twitter and someone came to me and said we should, you know, care about bullying, I'd be like, fuck you, who cares?
Right, there's a block button for a reason.
Are they so motivated to continue to be so strict with this? There hasn't been, you know, it's not like we have this epidemic where people are killing themselves or people are dying. There hasn't been too much real life problems in connection to these. So let's say all these women are complaining, we get death threats, we get rape threats, but you're not being raped and you're not getting killed. So obviously these threats aren't that much of a problem. I understand they're illegal, but you got to understand, if you are getting death and rape threats, who are they coming from? Are they coming from some random 15-year-old?
They're coming from eggs on Twitter. You laugh.
They're coming from eggs. And here's the bottom line. I read the news every day. I don't hear anything about any SJW being killed. When's the last time you heard feminist lady killed after receiving death? Never.
I would think that would be a pretty big news story.
So how about until somebody gets killed, we don't give a shit about this. Nobody is being hurt by this. In fact, I want to see the death threats. I mean, literally, I just need to see them. I need to see that they exist.
You just need a screenshot of somebody threatening to kill somebody.
I need to see the screenshots.
Otherwise,
you're creating policy based on fantasy.
Where you see a lot of death threats is that guy that apparently raped Kesha. He tweeted a whole bunch today, and you click on one of those, and you look at the comments, everybody's, die,
what
die, die, fuck you, die.
It's not a death threat. Telling somebody to die, I don't think is a death threat.
No, I think wishing someone to die isn't necessarily a threat.
No.
It's just kind of saying, you know,
being dead would be ideal
to me.
That's emotion talking. Listen, I wish you were dead is a phrase. You know, I've said that to my dad when I was six. So,
he die?
We need to look at that. He actually just passed away 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was murdered.
By your words?
Michael Jordan actually murdered my father.
Oh.
I think that would be in the news, right?
It was.
He just glossed over it.
It got buried.
Michael Jordan buries a lot of shit. He buried all of his gambling things.
Michael Jordan
went and played baseball.
He killed his wife.
Is that why he's crying all over the internet all the time?
Okay, back to the whatever, because we got to wrap this up. You know, we can't be talking all night.
No.
So
you're a busy guy.
That's true today, but you know what am I going to do? Sit around and talk to you all night?
No,
I don't know you. So. I really, back to the death threat thing, I think we really need to use our heads here and go, okay, but are they real death threats? You know, like, it's not like you're getting a letter in the mail with cutout letters from a magazine, you know, and the hair of your child taped to it saying, you know, something's going to happen. It's fucking random bullshit. It's anger. It's fucking people name calling. And for these adult women to go around and actually claim that they fear for their life is horseshit. They don't fear for their life. If they feared for their life, they wouldn't be antagonizing people. People that fear for their lives don't go around talking shit all day.
No,
they just don't. They're fucking scared, and they don't want their lives ended. So they shut up. So these people aren't afraid for their lives. It's horseshit. They use it to shut down the other side immediately.
Drunk, can I encourage listeners to send you death threats this week?
I mean,
at Drunkard STL on Twitter, please, all of you,
tweet out my address.
At Drunkard STL, all of you, send Drunk as many death threats as you possibly can. The most creative one wins a prize. Travis, are you going to send somebody a prize? The best death threater?
T- to think all the death threats, you really got to assume, you really think there's that many murderers out there, you know, that would do this. I mean, it's just not happening.
And are they on social media looking for their victims? I mean, the murderers are not going to say, hey, I'm coming to kill you, and then actually kill you.
So we have to change it, because this is a different world. Listen, back in the day, if you received a letter at your house with a death threat, I can see that's pretty fucking crazy. Somebody went out of their way to do that. But online talking, we have to make a new rule for this, because these aren't the same as traditional death threats. They're just not. It's a new type of death threat, and it's not... I'm not saying our audience is giving out death threats.
New rule!
I have never seen a death threat from my people ever. Ever, and I would never encourage that, never advocate it. In fact, I do the opposite. Every time I bring up someone, I go, and nobody do anything against the law because I'm going to get in trouble. And they never do. They never would. And if they did, it was out of my control, and it was bogus, obviously, because nobody has fucking died on my watch.
Have you ever gotten death threats?
I have never gotten a death threat once in my life.
Well, good.
So
that's good. That's good, Mike. I'm glad.
Okay.
Mike, thank you for sharing your story with us.
You're a weird fucking guy. All right, thanks, guys.
I tell them that every Monday.
You're gonna have a great rest of the show. I can feel it. I'm serious. I'm not. That wasn't sarcastic. Thanks for having me.
No, no problem, man. And I hope if we've reached one person, then we've done our jobs, right, Napes?
No, one is probably not enough. Maybe
keep
two.
Practicing, guys. Keep practicing.
Right, let's get to at least like 20.
Mike, take care, buddy.
Thanks,
I appreciate you doing this.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, guys, that freaks me out.
You know, I looked up this Amy Miller while we were chatting, and remember why I had to unfollow Jeff Tate and his SJW shit and attacking people for their opinions?
Yeah.
This is why I know this gal. She was either on his podcast or they were on something together, and I had looked her up previously to be a guest on this show, like, last year sometime, until I was like, oh, fuck Jeff Tate. And this is this gal that I had already looked up, and she does slightly resemble a Mongoloid.
But the thing that happened to him and the thing that's going on with, I brought up the Kesha thing. I'm going to bring up the Kesha thing again. The Kesha gal is crazy.
She's always been crazy.
She was in a loony bin a while ago asking fans to mail her their teeth because she wanted to make teeth art. I mean, like, why are we listening to Kesha? And I'm not saying that Kesha is lying. Maybe Kesha's not lying. But what I'm saying is, we're taking the word of some pop star that we don't know beyond she's the one that sings that song with Pitbull, and this guy that she worked with, that they're having this contract dispute. She's in court. They've deposed her and asked her if this guy raped her before. And she said in a deposition that he did not. And now, because she's in this contract dispute, or not maybe because, but she's bringing it up, dude, I can't work with this guy. I got to get out of this contract. This guy raped me.
Yeah, remember when I said he didn't? Well, he really did. And I don't want to press charges, but I'd like to get out of this.
I'm not saying when someone claims that they were raped to discredit them, but what I'm saying is maybe this guy should, like, go on trial or something before we just end this guy's life. I mean, Twitter for the last 3 days has just been nothing but talking about this Dr. Sean or whatever the fuck the guy's name is. The guy, he went from 2 days ago being the guy who co-wrote Since You've Been Gone to, oh, it's that guy that raped Kesha.
You know, at some point, wouldn't you say, you know what, maybe this contract isn't worth all the hassle, and then both parties just split
ways. I mean, they said that he's invested upwards of $60 million in Kesha's career.
Well, he created Kesha. What has she been a thing for, like, 3 years?
And so, he just supposed to back off? And it's $60 million.
I would assume there'd be some money paid back. I would assume
she's going to give all the money back, you think, Mace?
I'm sure
she's going to write him a check.
I'm sure she's made more than that. Come on.
He is going to fight tooth and nail just like when NSYNC tried to break up with the guy who created them. I mean, the guy who created NSYNC literally put them together, gave them songs to sing, paraded them around, spent all of his money making them, and they're like, ah, we think this guy's taking too much money. Let's break our contract.
But
and
all
he's doing.
I said it a few weeks ago, and I'll say it again. The thing that freaks me out is that because we are so connected, because we are so out there in the world that so many people can contact each other and we can pick and choose what we want to learn, we can also just select the information that we want.
I think this would be a good time for George Carlin to be alive. Like, I miss George Carlin, and all the things that he would say about this, I wish that he was here to say it, because it would be great to actually listen to.
I worry so much that because we're so connected and because there's so many people that can just do whatever it is they want and form their little groups to spread this crazy nonsense.
Well, and how can this be a thing that you can do? Because if this goes to trial with this guy who, you know, if it's a civil suit or whatnot, there's going to be no jury, if it's a jury trial, that is going to not be tainted by this public outcry that she created on social media.
Right. Oh, I'm sure there's plenty big enough pool.
Taylor Swift is getting behind her and writing checks.
It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, my God. Well, if Taylor Swift is on her side,
there's nothing that he can do to stop
this. He's some nobody producer guy. I mean, he doesn't have a public voice. He's not famous.
Well, and I don't understand how this is not like defamation or like is not illegal, like to, you know, ruin his character on social media. Like you can say somebody is an asshole or somebody looks like a mongoloid, but you're not supposed to be able to say, hey, this guy's a rapist. And then get all of your friends to also say, yep, big raper with no evidence at all. That's not the way that the world works. You can't just do that.
Travis, is there like a way to tell that somebody's been raped? Like, really?
Well, the police have a way.
Like, immediately, I guess.
No. Well, and even then, and I'm sorry, I'm not saying that people lie, but people lie. It's all hearsay no matter what. Like, obviously, if you're beat up and you run to the emergency room and say, somebody raped me, it's pretty obvious. But if you just show up after having sex with somebody to the ER and say, hey, I was raped, could I get a rape kit? You could have had consensual sex with somebody, and now you just hate that person and would like them to rot in prison. There is no way to for surely know. Like I said, I am not
How
signing
can we fix that?
Rapist.
You can't.
There's nothing you can do.
Unless you have a video of it.
Like,
then,
okay, Napes.
But then why are you setting up video to show somebody
Bear with me here for a second. You know, like when you shoot a gun, there's some kind of imprint on like the casing or something, right?
Well,
or is that in Judge Dredd? Is that not a real thing?
No, not well, kind of, but not really.
Didn't Judge Dredd shot his gun and then it said this is a Judge Dredd bullet?
Yeah, but that's not a thing. Oh, there's a little pinhole.
You mean Sylvester Stallone Judge Dredd?
Yeah, there's a little marking from the pin striking the primer, but I mean, there's no like.
But all that says is it was shot by a 9mm gun, you know, or like what kind of it? Yeah, you can't.
You couldn't do like some kind of like a little poke?
No, not really.
Like, remember when we had Adam Conover on here and he was talking about CSI units and how little they can actually tell?
No, I'm not talking about crime stuff. I'm talking about like maybe like something you put up in there.
Like, oh yeah, there's stamping.
Like a little stamper guy.
Yeah, that could happen, but no, it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't. There's almost no way to figure out if you take two guns. Similar caliber, similar bullets, shoot them both, you probably can't tell with any real accuracy.
Yeah.
So no, you can't.
I don't know. It's just a thought, you know? Just trying to help the world.
Well, yeah, there's been companies that have been trying to do that, like trying to say, oh, well, we have this patent out, and we can figure out exactly which gun shot which bullet. And it turns out, not really, no.
You just gotta worry. Like, what's the thing? It's like, if they come for this person and you don't say anything, then they'll come for the next person and you don't say anything. And then they come for you, right?
Well, it depends on who they're going after. If they're going after people saying stuff that's indefensible, or making it sound like out of context, you know, it would be something nobody can defend, you're not going to get too many supporters. It depends on the context and what was said, and they use that to their
advantage. Facebooks and the Twitters, that's how I get my news, that's how I get my everything. But I still want to say mean stuff about people, Napier. What do I do?
Well, don't be mean, I guess.
Do I need to make a mean account?
Well, I would suggest just not being mean to folks, just being nice to folks.
But I want to be.
You can disagree with people. You can, of course, say, you know what, I don't think that's right. But it's all context, and it's all what context it is in. So just don't put your name to it. That's all I got to say.
Drunk, how do you feel? This was rough on you, wasn't it?
I guess.
You look pretty upset.
Yeah.
About the whole thing. Have you gotten any death threats?
Nope, not yet, I don't think.
Oh.
I was trying to avoid.
Please don't send Drunk death threats. We don't want
Drunk. I want Drunk to get as many death threats.
That's because you're mean.
As he possibly can. Send them to DrunkardSTL on Twitter. Or, you know, send them to our email, WFODshow@gmail.com. Send them to me, and I'll send them to Drunk. I'll make sure he gets them.
No, send him compliments. Talk about how nice his accent is.
That's not the way the internet works.
There are nice people on the internet. The internet isn't just like a cesspit. There are nice people out there that do nice things. You just don't look for it because it doesn't make you happy. Anger and sadness make you happy. Just be less angry. It's what the world needs. Less anger and bitterness. It needs more happiness. Kinda.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
What else do we got, man?
Well, Baywatch started filming today.
How's it going, by the way? Did you get any good photos? Any good news? Yeah,
it's good. The Rock and Zac Efron, baby. Thumbs up from both of them. They're really excited.
Are they looking good in their Speedos?
Oh, they look really good.
Oh, know? That's great. We're having a great time talking about dicks.
Getting excited for The Rock has got a day on Showtime, I think, where they're going to show the entire season one of Ballers, and it's going to amp up to the premiere of San Andreas. Man,
oh, is that
Rock.
The show where he's like a football agent or like a sports
yeah,
agent?
Yeah, and it's great. It's like Entourage, but with football. Love it.
Oh, God, didn't they have another one of those shows like 10 years ago? Oh, fuck, I forget the name of it.
Entourage?
No, not Entourage. There was a sports like sitcom that they had.
Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
No,
I
know
what you're talking about.
Not Eastbound and Down. It was a guy who's a sport agent. You got to see different athletes.
Arliss.
Arliss, yeah, there we go. That was a fucking great show.
Hey, Travis.
Yeah.
Would you be behind, like, if they gave us one handicap sticker that we
sharing
could,
it?
That we could use one time per calendar year?
Why does it matter?
Just in an emergency.
Just park in a spot that's like 10 feet away.
Well, what if I really have to shit or something, or I'm just going
to... You're going to waste it on having to shit?
I'm just going to go get a thing of eggs, and I'm just not in the mood for bullshit. What if I just got one a year? And then maybe I
you would never. You would never only use it once a year. That's
no,
the problem.
No, I would use it once.
This is a stupid
idea,
Mike.
They'll make it so that they just go away somehow. Like they disintegrate.
This is a stupid idea.
I guarantee you, if you parked in a handicapped spot at a Quick Trip and immediately ran full force into the bathroom and then power shit in there
for 10 minutes. I was just up at the pizza place and I parked in the handicap. I didn't give no shits.
It takes a little time before they're going to get your car.
Right. You'll be back to your spot before they can tell you.
Trust yeah, you can't, me. Like, park in a handicapped spot at, like, Walmart or something. Where
so what you need to do is just lose your conscience
I'm just meaning
and just park in there.
Maybe if you had one a year.
What do you need the one a year for? Just do it. Just park in the spot.
Well, I don't want to get in trouble.
Who's getting in trouble? You'll
who's getting you in trouble?
Maybe that was a bad idea, guys.
You'll get a ticket. You pay the ticket. I mean, if you have to shit that bad, I mean, what's $40?
Don't park in a handicapped spot.
Yeah, don't park in a handicapped spot.
Guys. I mean, thanks for being with us. This was fun.
Thanks,
I had a good show.
Day.
This is nice. I enjoyed our guest. He was fun.
Yeah.
We finally found
he
somebody.
He asked if we were a bunch of gay guys. We're not, I guess.
Might as well be.
No, we don't look at each other in the eyes.
We're straight.
Yeah, docking.
Guys,
docking
in case
isn't...
that was up for...
Dutch writers only.
Did he ask or did he call us gay guys? Because I'll report him to Skype.
Wait, was
obviously he isn't kicked off Skype yet.
So wait, was when he when
we
he
were
said,
harassed on Skype, guys?
When he said the gay comment, was that a question or a statement?
We'll have to go back and check. We have it recorded.
Oh yeah,
he also called us the N words.
He called us N people.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know when white guys do it, it's not as special as when black guys do it to white guys. You feel better doing it that way.
So thanks.
I don't care for that word.
No, thanks. thanks for being with us. We'll do it again next week.
Probably.
Hopefully, we have some more Baywatch updates for you,
Travis. The Baywatch. I don't like the Baywatch bit. Let's not do that anymore.
But I like it. I like
it. Makes,
I like the Baywatch bit too.
It makes me sick, Travis.
You want me to bring back birthday shoutouts?
Do you want to look up on IMDb and see whose birthday it is?
No.
We could do like a spooky month in March.
We can't do that.
Well, let's do Irish month.
There you go. I like it. Irish castles.
I'm done with themes.
Scottish castles.
I'm done with themes. Whatever. Podcast month has been a chore.
We got one more week of podcast. Do we have anybody next week for podcast month? Last month?
We'll see.
We didn't plan any of this properly, did we?
We don't plan anything.
Fair so enough. I was going to say it follows suit.
We'll be back next week, guys. We appreciate you listening. Be sure to send all your death threats to Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters.
Follow me on Twitter.
At Produce Travis.
Yeah.
Follow Travis.
Never on it.
Thanks to Red Bar Radio Mike.
Thanks for telling your story.
At Red Bar Radio if you'd like to shout him out on the social medias.
Contact YouTube and ask them to reinstate his 3-hour
yeah,
video.
Say you want to listen to him and that, you know, you're fine that it's me.
Send an email saying you want his show to be back on the air and that Amy Miller is a bitch.
That's kind of mean too.
It's mean.
Just say you want the show back.
You don't have to bring other people down. We're about positivity here, right?
Yeah, we're all friends. Kind
all right. Of, I'm sorry, less. Guys.
Yeah, friendly. There we go. Shit. Fuck. Bye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.